It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
And a good afternoon to you. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM, as is our want this time of the year. Friday is United Way Friday on CIT, as we are in the midst of the capital campaign for the Marshalltown Area United Way, which as of this morning is now at $350,000 towards its goal of $800,000. We're going to visit with two of the agencies that are supported by your donations in just a couple of minutes. We will get an update on the Central Iowa Sea Cadets. But first, we're going to bring in Josh Murray. He's the Regional Communications Director for the Nebraska-Iowa region for the American Red Cross, one of the 28 agencies under the United Way umbrella. Josh, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ken. Good to be with you today.
So how are things these days with the American Red Cross? You got enough to keep you busy?
We're managing to stay busy between disasters across the country, fires here locally. We're collecting blood. We're managing to find ways to plenty of ways to keep busy. You bet.
Well, let me ask you this, because you mentioned it, and I know we've done some stories on this off and on. How is the blood supply right now that's available to the American Red Cross? Because I know there's been some pretty good shortages in recent months.
You're exactly right. We've seen different shortages in the last few months. Definitely people were kind of picking back up after the pandemic, kind of winded down. We thought they were doing some traveling over the summer, visiting people, and they weren't taking time to donate. And we continue to see that shortage into the fall. And now our concern is, as we get to winter, what that impact has on it. We always see a dip in the winter when weather impacts things, the holidays impact people's schedules. So when we're already in a shortage now, and then we have those things coming up, we're definitely concerned and trying to take whatever precautions we can to ensure we don't incur a bigger shortage.
Mm-hmm. As far as the past year is concerned, of course, we talk with folks from the American Red Cross every year during the United Way campaign time. How has the last year been, considering the pandemic and all the other challenges that folks are facing and that you try to help?
Right, and as everyone has, it's been a unique year for us. We've had to adjust so much of what we do. We talk about we responded to disasters, and typically home fires are the largest number of disasters we respond to, but we've had to do that differently. We did a lot of that virtually, meaning we connected with people impacted by fires afterwards, did that, you know, through over the phone, through Zoom calls, and that, you know, we made that work. Really what the impact was on from our volunteer standpoint was they missed that. They really enjoyed the, you know, it's one thing we were able to give the people who are affected by fire some food, some blankets, some, you know, help with finding lodging. But a lot of time it's just that arm around their shoulder, a little hug, a little hey, we're here to help. And we weren't actually able to have that presence. And I think that was the toughest thing for us on our side to deal with. And I hope that, I hope we were able to, you know, take care of people's needs, but we weren't able to address all of them maybe as we used to be.
Well, you know, I always use the American Red Cross when it comes to the United Way as an example that, you know, with a lot of these agencies and all of the great work that they all do, you know, there are some of us who are going, oh, I'm never going to need help with that. I'm never going to need help with that. I'm never going to fall, you know. But when it comes to the American Red Cross, you know, all it takes is, tongue-in-cheek, a little house fire, and all of a sudden you're going, I need the help of this United Way agency called the American Red Cross.
Right, right. And when we show up, you know, when we could, and we're doing more of that now in person, we show up after a fire. A lot of times these people, they're trying to figure out, what do we do next? Where do we go? Where do we get this? Where do we get this stuff? Where do we take care of this? And our people are trained to help you with that. And again, most of these people, they haven't thought about that. They haven't thought about what they need to do, or they might need, they lost medicine in the fire. How do I refill that prescription? Things like that you don't plan for, you don't think about. Our people are trained to do that, and they'll help you set up your road to recovery. So not just in the initial day, 2 days, 1 week, but we're going to set you up for recovery for the next several weeks. And again, those are things that people don't take into consideration. And you always think, like you said, oh, that won't happen to me. I'll be fine. That won't happen to me. But it does. and we know people maybe won't be prepared for it, but it's our role is to be prepared for that so we can help at that time.
Here in Central Iowa, how's your volunteer base? I know, like every other agency, volunteers are important to the American Red Cross, and I know that over the years you've had some pretty darn good volunteers from our area.
We've had some great volunteers, and they continue to, again, stay with us and battle through the challenges, and we've had to adapt this last year. But I also will say we can always use more volunteers. There's always more things we can do. So, do encourage people. You're looking for a way. A lot of people these days are looking for a way. What can I do to help? How can I do something good in the world? There's so much other stuff out there we're dealing with. Hey, volunteer for the Red Cross. And we've got all sorts of opportunities, whether you want to be the person who responds to the home fire, or you want to be a person who works behind the scenes and you're helping make phone calls or helping with office-type work. We have virtual opportunities. We have in-person opportunities. Really, whatever your time availability, your interest, your skill set, we can find the right opportunity for you. So, again, with a ton of great volunteers right now, we're so grateful for them and what they continue to do. But we can always take more.
We think of the American Red Cross. We think of fires. We think of hurricanes and tornadoes. What are some of the other, for lack of a better term, life events that the American Red Cross has always stood ready and continues to stand ready to assist when things happen?
Yeah, we see on TV the hurricanes and the wildfires, in other parts of the country. Here locally, we deal more with the home fires at a larger scale than the tornadoes, the flooding. At different times, we're getting out of the winter, and sometimes there's, maybe it's not an all-out blizzard, but there's different things where power's out or people's house or community, and we need to step in and help there. There's times when roads are shut down, and we need to help people who may be stranded somewhere, and they can't get, from one place to another because of the interstates down or highways are closed. So there's other things we help there. We also just worry about try to help with preparation, like be prepared. What might happen. So as we head into the winter months, are you doing what you can to be prepared? Are you, taking the stuff, you got your kits in your car ready to go in case you get into a situation where the road is closed or you get stranded somewhere. And then with fires, we're trying to educate people about using smoke alarms and testing those regularly and making sure the batteries are working and make sure you have a working fire alarm because those save lives, absolutely save lives. The records show that smoke alarms save lives, but the thing is, you got to make sure they work. And a lot of people, we don't test them regularly. We encourage people to do it monthly, just to be sure that you have that in place. Should the worst happen.
So, where does the Marshalltown Area United Way funding come into play with the American Red Cross here in Central Iowa?
So again, we do a lot, and again, through our work with United Way and everything they do and their support of our program too, specifically with the home fire campaign. So again, that's kind of what I talked about, not just the response when a fire happens and the support we provide there and what that support looks like, maybe helping you find lodging for a few nights, may help you with some food for a day or two or whatever you might need, help you some other storage if you have some stuff that you can salvage out of your home. We might help you get storage as well. But we're also going to be out there on the front end with the preparation things, making sure you have working smoke alarms. We offer those for free. If you don't have a working smoke alarm in your home, we can get that for you, and we can help get that installed for you. And then education from the lower levels, from the kids. We go in, and we have programs for kids in schools to adults, too, just to make sure you are taking those necessary steps to know what to do should a fire happen. So all that really is crucial for us to have, but it takes money to make all that happen, right? All these programs, right. We need that support. So, and the only way we get support is through donors and through the generosity of our partners like United Way.
Josh, a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for your time. Continued success, and thank you for all the things that the American Red Cross does. And we look forward to the culmination of a successful campaign in part for the American Red Cross.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh Murray, Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross, one of the 28 agencies, along with the Central Iowa Sea Cadets. And joining us for our annual visit is Eric Goslinga, who is in charge of the Central Iowa Sea Cadets. I guess I could say you're in charge of them, can't I, Eric?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you, Ken?
Hey, we're doing good. What's up these days with the Sea Cadets?
Well, we're continuing to invest in new programming. This year, we started for the first time for our cadets ages 16 and above, an FAA drone pilot certification program, which we did in conjunction with Iowa Lakes Community College in Estherville. And so we have a local young man, Marcus Barker, that some people may know. He earned his FAA bronze wings with our FAA drone certification program, which is something you can take right out into the workforce and use. And so that's a new initiative that we started here just this past August.
How much interest have you had in young folks going, hey, that's something I'm interested in. What? How can I get into that?
Yeah, it's a great program. You can take the drone certification. You can take an AA degree and walk in and commission into the United States Navy as a warrant officer in a kind of a specialized officer pathway. So it's a very important certification to get. There's agricultural and industrial applications to
sure.
the same kind of a certification. So the ability to fly the drone with and have the FAA license in order to do it is really important. And that FAA exam is no joke. it was funny because Barker shared with me, I talked to him after he passed his test. He said, I was more nervous for this than I was for the ACT. So didn't know that it was that hard of a test, but he passed and did well. And so congratulations to him.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what other services do the Sea Cadets offer for young folks?
So what we really are about is we are a leadership and youth development program for students ages 10 to 18 with a focus on serving Marshall County youth. We provide a lot of weekend and summer programming for kids to keep them engaged. We want to develop kids to become good citizens. We want to teach them about the seagoing skills, teach them an appreciation for the American military. There's certainly no military obligation for joining our program, but students who do join us do better in school, tend to stay out of trouble, and develop some lifelong friendships with other cadets from Marshalltown and throughout the state of Iowa, really.
So how has the pandemic hindered what you traditionally like to do?
So we traditionally do a lot of in-person training, and the big enchilada of our training is a series of trainings at Camp Dodge every summer. Mm-hmm. We have had to pare those back, and in one particular case, we had a minor COVID outbreak, so we had to shorten a training. So it has hindered the number of things that we offer and the number of opportunities that we have. It's also our partners who work with us have also had difficulties with staffing issues and supply mm-hmm. chain issues, which is not unique to anybody in the United States right now. And so that has sort of limited our offerings too. So we've done some switching up. We've switched some providers. We've worked with some new contractors and folks. We worked with a new company that provided our scuba training, and so we ended up in Wisconsin, Southwest Wisconsin, earlier this fall for our scuba training, and that went well. So we've continued to try to lean into the difficulties and lean into the troubles and do the best we can with what we have.
Got just under a minute left. How important is the United Way and its funding for the Sea Cadets here?
So in a community like Marshalltown, the Sea Cadet program does cost money to join, and it costs money to be in, and it costs money to do some of these summer trainings. From an equity standpoint, the United Way funding provides access to kids who wouldn't have these opportunities otherwise. And that's an important kind of a linchpin to what we do, that we can talk to people and not have money be a barrier to participation.
Always a pleasure to visit with you. Sorry we ran out of time, but we are out of time. Eric Goslinger with Central Iowa Sea Cadets, one of the agencies, your United Way donation support. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
And thank you for being with us on Central Iowa Today.